Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Hellman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And as always, I am just so thrilled that you are joining me for another profound conversation and being able to really support you in making the best choices possible regarding your health and well-being. So I'm just going to jump into things because we have a tight schedule with my guest, and I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to talk about the topic at hand. So we're going to be talking about solving the mystery of chronic fatigue, and this is based, or it's a film that was based on a personal healing journey of my guest, Fraser Bailey. So a little bit about Fraser. He was preordained to be a film director, born and raised at multiple award-winning production companies, The Best Picture Show. Fraser began his career working with Australia's best editors at the Post Lounge, where he learned the world of post-production. Fraser started producing everything from Australian TV commercials to multi-million-dollar U.S. productions, as well as a brief stint on the Crocodile Hunter series. And in 2005, Fraser established his own production company to direct TV commercials. Play TV was born. And in 2010, Fraser was signed to Hollywood director Michael Bay's branded entertainment production company, The Institute, in the U.S. In his spare time, Fraser directs award-winning and thought-provoking documentaries. So first of all, I want to welcome Fraser Bailey to the show today, and it's great to have you on the show, Fraser, and welcome to What Women Must Know.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Cheryl. It's a pleasure to be here.
And secondly, I want to say to everyone listening that Fraser is brilliant as a film producer and a documentary maker, and I guess documentarian is the right term. And we're going to talk about one of his documentaries based on his own personal story. So everyone really needs to watch this documentary called The Root Cause. And we're gonna get into the whole journey that led Fraser to this documentary. But first of all, Fraser, I want to congratulate you on this documentary that we're talking about today, The Root Cause. It's really brilliantly done and inspiring and quite a profound story, which in itself is an important message, but it also directly relates to your journey for healing. So I'd like us to just jump in and talk about your journey and what happened to you. And I know it's portrayed really well in the documentary, but for people who haven't watched it yet, let's talk about what happened in your life and how that impacted the journey, the healing journey, and using your tools and skills as a filmmaker to really profoundly connect with people throughout the world.
Well, firstly, thank you for your kind words. So Root Cause is a documentary on the harmful effects of root canals, and it's actually my healing journey. I actually got an actor to play me because I'm not a very good actor. And So yeah, as the kind of story kind of points out in the beginning, kind of all started for me when I was 17 and I got punched at a thing called Schoolies Week we have here in Australia, which is where you celebrate the end of school and everyone parties hard. And I got punched, and then that led to having a root canal. And it wasn't really till 10 years later, when I was around about 28 years old, I started having kind of really bad problems with fatigue and kind of going to the doctor, complaining of fatigue, and essentially they just kind of want to write me depression medication and obviously checking, you know, iron levels and stuff like that, but they had no clue what was going on. And so I kind of just went on a healing journey. It took me a lot of time. Took me like another 10 years of searching, really, until I connected the dots to my fatigue, because that kind of fatigue, when I turned 30, turned into chronic fatigue. And so I was basically on a healing journey to figure out what was wrong with me. I did all sorts of weird and wacky things, which are illustrated in the film. And, you know, some things really helped. And some things obviously were a waste of money, but I kind of slowly started to get my health back, and had a girlfriend at the time, and she was a pharmacist, and then she kind of, you know, she went to more alternative stuff, and I found out about a modality called BAH, Bioresonance Analysis of Health, which is out of New York, Dr. Schultz in New York. Innovative Medicine is their website. And essentially, he has a whole protocol to diagnose people using a drop of blood. And you basically get a drop of blood, and then he has this instrument called a Leica antenna. And if you saw it, you'd think this is kind of nonsense, but it essentially the Leica antenna gives you a yes and no response, like a muscle test, but way more accurate. And anyway, so we flew to San Francisco so she could become a practitioner. And during the course, I asked if they could check my blood. So I gave them a drop of blood and then came back at the end of the day and found out. And then the doctor said, yeah, your main problem is you have a infected root canal. And this kind of just blew my mind because I had a root canal, but I said, how the hell did he know that? And how the hell does he know that it's infected? And funny enough, if I look closely on that teeth, above the tooth was kind of all, getting all dark and black. So, you know, I should have figured out that. But the thing is, when you have an infected root canal, there's no pain there because there's no nerve there. But anyway, that began my journey into finding out about the harmful effects of root canals. And as I was kind of, you know, researching and, you know, all the wonderful doctors that appear in the film, you know, I actually didn't want to get my front tooth removed because of vanity. And but then the more I looked into it, the more I spoke to these doctors, I realized that I had to get the tooth removed. So after just listening to essentially a lot of podcasts and, you know, reading some books, I kind of had just gathered this wealth of information. Then I said to my kind of business partner at the time, I said, you know, here's this story of root canals and no one's talking about it. And it's like, you know, it's massive. It's, you know, there's 25 million root canals done in America each year. Like, and he wasn't too sure. He was like, oh, you think this would make a good film? I said, look, yeah, it does. And then whilst we were filming during the interview, he was like, man, this is like, you know, this is like the asbestos case, tobacco case. You know, it's like no one's talking about it. And kind of essentially we were lifting the lid on what was kind of harming so many people's health. So that was kind of how the journey began.
So can I ask you a couple of questions? When you were dealing with chronic fatigue, how did that affect you? How bad was the fatigue, and what were some of the issues and symptoms that you were experiencing for those 10 or more years?
Yeah, so it was really the first year was, you know, by far the worst year. I essentially didn't work. I didn't work for the year. And it was just, you know, it was just essentially, you know, you'd have 12 hours sleep, you'd wake up and you'd just be crazy tired, like you hadn't really slept that night. And then I'd just, you know, just laze around in my house all day, do nothing. My anxiety went kind of through the roof. I kind of just insulated myself from friends and stuff and just became a bit of a hermit. And, yeah, it's just like, I suppose it's like not having slept for, not say if you only got 3 hours of sleep for a couple of days in a row and that kind of feeling where you've just got no energy, you can't think properly, it's very foggy. And then on the third year, I came across two things. One was called the lightning process, which is a modality out of England, which is essentially it's a way of rewiring your brain from going from tired thoughts to energetic thoughts. And so I was doing that. It was like a 3-day course, and I was doing it religiously. And that was the first time I started to feel change. I kind of, you know, even my mum noticed, well, you know, you kind of got a bit of spark back in you. So that was kind of feeling okay. And then I did another course called Shamanic De-armoring, which is pretty out there stuff, and I wouldn't have done it had I not been so sick. But it's a course, and it's a couple out of Phoenix, Arizona, who come to Australia once a year. And essentially where we know of the seven chakra systems, this is all shamanic, you know, shamanic South American shaman type tradition. They see blockages in where the chakras are, and they use sexual energy to unblock the blockages. I don't really want to go in there, really talk about how it all kind of works, but if anyone is interested, just look up Shamanic De-armoring website. But after I did that, I actually started to feel pretty good again. So during these 3 years, you know, I was single, I was a hermit, and then I managed to have enough energy, attracted a girl into my life, started to feel pretty good, started to do things, but because I hadn't addressed the root canal, over the next 5 years, my health slowly started to deteriorate. Not as bad as it was, but it slowly deteriorated again. So I was still on the quest to find why don't I have my health back? And so the good thing was I was earning money again because I was working. So I was trying new things. I was researching. And like I said before, if it wasn't for the serendipity of going to do that course in San Francisco, I don't think I'd still know today that the root canal was the problem. But yeah, that was kind of the serendipitous moment that made me realize it was the root canal and started the journey.
So I just want to say that I was just looking at statistics that in the U.S., 800,000 people have a diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome. And as you were saying, I mean, your body just can't create energy. And if you can't create energy, not only can't you, you know, have your ability to get up and go and do, but it affects your moods, it affects your immune system. I mean, everything is affected, but that's just chronic fatigue. So they say at least 800,000 people are diagnosed or have chronic fatigue in the U.S. But the story of root canals is so much bigger. And maybe before we go and look at the consequences of root canals, we can talk about what is a root canal. So you show this very graphically in your documentary, but maybe you can just describe a little bit about what actually occurs. So when you have a root canal, you have a tooth that's infected, or it's dead, you know, one way or the other. So, I mean, I've had a root canal as well at one time, and it failed. So the infection came back, or I think maybe they saw that the root was dead, so I took it out. I took out that root canal. But let's talk about what you learned as far as what actually is a root canal. Let's start there, and then we can look at all the consequences.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, the root canal was invented in the 20s as a cosmetic procedure. And so it was for the wealthy people, so they didn't have to get their tooth removed and look poor. The root canal was invented. So it came out as a cosmetic procedure, and essentially that's the reason why I had it, because I got punched in the mouth and the tooth was going to go black and the tooth was going to die. But I saw a dentist and he did the root canal to save the tooth. But essentially they drill out, all your nerve and, all your nerve supply, your blood system and stuff, and they drill it out of the tooth so the nerve supply can't go there and the blood supply. And essentially they pack it with a thing called gutta percha. So they drill it all out and then they pack it back up with gutta percha. And that's kind of basically what a root canal is. There's probably, some people may do it differently to others, and some dentists may, differ in their kind of form of how they do it. But that's essentially what it is. And so to understand it twofold is that we know logically that, we can't have an appendix, burst appendix in our system, and that we can leave it there and it won't affect your health. We know that you have to get the appendix removed. We know that if you, chop your thumb off and if you just leave it there, it'll kind of get gangrene and you'll get really sick. But kind of erroneously, we think we can have this dead tooth in our mouth and, that's not going to cause us any health effects. But essentially, what it is, a bit like if you think of your burst appendix analogy, is that you have this dead tooth there. The body's wisdom knows that there's something wrong. It tries and heals, what's going on, but as it sends its, army of whatever white blood cells and stuff to fix it, it can't, and it, it's on high alert, it can't get to it because the whole nerve and blood supply is shut off. So that's just kind of one way in which, it's a stress to your body, it's like a constant stress to your body because, say if you have a cold or a flu, the immune system goes off and it does its magic and it fixes it and then it calms down and everything returns to normal. But this, it's kind of a constant stress. And then on the other side, for those people who understand meridians, who, maybe go get acupuncture and stuff, but essentially we're an energetic body and we have, 12 meridians, which correlate to the 12 organs in our body, that, the Chinese discovered, 3,000 years ago or more. And so from an energetic point of view is that every tooth in our mouth relates to a organ. You can Google, if you can just Google organ tooth chart and you'll see which tooth relates to which organ. And so when you have the root canal, it also shuts down the flow of the meridian. And so depending on what tooth you've had, then manifests into the different elements. So, my front tooth was kind of kidneys and adrenals related and stuff. But for someone, it could be their back tooth. So they have a totally separate problem, kind of thing. And what's so amazing is that, the holistic doctors and dentists will look, see that tooth, and then, 9 times out of 10, the problem will be, if it was, if it was on the heart, it relates to the heart, et cetera. So that's essentially kind of my understanding, of the root canal and then the reason why it is doing you harm. And in the documentary, I used the smoking analogy, is that we all know people that have smoked all their life and they still, they live to 95 or whatever, and maybe didn't even die of lung cancer. But then we also know people who smoked for 5 years and then died of lung cancer. So it all depends on, how robust your system is. And then I think, it's holistic. So, you know, if you're doing everything else right, if you're doing nutrition right and you've got your emotions right, you know, you're thinking good thoughts and you're doing everything right, you've got your EMS all sorted. So you're getting all the other stresses out of your life, and maybe you can have a root, you can have a root canal and live for the rest of your life and be okay. But in this kind of toxic world that we live in, where we're kind of getting bombarded from every facet, it's essentially just another big stress on your system.
So we have a belief system in our culture that your teeth are totally disconnected from anything else that's going on in your body, which is what you were just explaining to help people understand that not only is the tissue that and the jaw tissue, if you have an infection in your jaw and you get a root canal which goes in and pulls out the root and tries to, you know, address the infection, but most traditional dentistry does not have the ability to actually heal the infection that is going on inside the gum and in the jawbone, actually. So they seal it up and they kill the root, and so you have dead tissue going on. You seal it up with whatever materials that they use. And it's like you have this brewing of dead necrotic tissue that is sending a signal to the body that there is a, you know, a chronic problem happening, which is going to impact the immune system. The immune system is going to try to go into overdrive to address it. It can never heal it. It can never heal that infection. It never has what it needs to be healed. And then you've got, as you explained, every tooth is associated with an organ or an organ system of the body. And this, as you were sharing, is found in any chart. You can just do a chart, go on, do a search on Google and look for, you know, teeth, organ systems, whatever, and you'll find many charts. So every time you have a problem with a tooth that is damaged, or if there's an infection, or, you know, like in your case, you lost the tooth or it was damaged from being hit, it's going to be affecting the meridian that goes directly to an organ, which is why our mouth is such an important place in origin for either health or for disease. So if you go to a traditional dentist, it's a big bucks. I mean, it's big bucks. Root canals are done, you know, on a regular basis. It's kind of standard operating procedure. If someone comes in with an infected tooth, they'll immediately want to do a root canal, which is cheaper than doing other procedures and making other, you know, options available. So people often choose a root canal without understanding. And you know what, Fraser, I even had that root canal done with a biological dentist, right? So he supposedly did the best with laser treatments to kill the infection. And I learned afterwards that a laser actually cannot kill the infection for various reasons, efficiently and totally. So we are dealing with a common issue of root canals without the knowledge that they can directly be impacting the quality and status of our health. And this is what your documentary, which is very engaging, Fraser, really communicates so clearly. And I'd like you to go and share a bit more with some of the examples of what was demonstrated in your documentary, the kinds of health issues that people may be experiencing. So anyone listening, if you have a root canal or several root canals and you have health issues, pay attention, because like Fraser was sharing, he went through so many modalities to try to address the symptoms that he was dealing with that were quite debilitating. And it wasn't until you got to the root cause, Fraser, that you actually were able to totally heal. You were able to, with other tools and techniques and diets and, you know, emotional healing, you were able to bring your immune system up to a higher level of functioning, but never eliminating the root cause that was always there, making you vulnerable.
No, that's exactly it. And yes, I mean, I suppose the difference, I mean, where we copped a lot of flack is because in the documentary there was a...
Fraser, I just wait one second. You've gone kind of low volume on me.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
Can you hear me? Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where we kind of copped a bit of flack, and for those who don't know, we got banned from Netflix, was we talked about... So we're on Netflix, and the American Dental Association got it pulled down, which makes sense. But
it's bad for business.
Exactly. Very bad for business. There was a test. There was a guy who checked, I think it was 400 women, and of those 400 women who had breast cancer, 95% had a root canal on the same side as the breast that was cancerous. There's breast cancer, but you know, everything from for me it was obviously chronic fatigue, whether it's every organ, so whether it's liver, bowel, you know, you name it. It's heart attacks, massive. It's been correlated to, being one of the biggest contributors to heart attacks. It really just, like I said, once you interfere with the body's electrical system, the meridian system, that's what's going to suffer. I didn't make it up. It was the doctors and the scientific studies that I was just putting out there in the film. But obviously we ruffled a few feathers, and after we had a 2-year deal with Netflix, and after 3 months, the American Dental Association got us removed. And I'm not upset with Netflix because I understand from their perspective. Is when you have a respected organisation like the American Dental Association saying that I'm, spreading fake news and lies, and I'm just a filmmaker in Australia, that naturally Netflix would believe them over me. But that's the problem with it affects people's health in many different manners. For anyone who's listening and has got a root canal, like Dr. Cheryl said, if you just kind of Google the tooth chart, and then it'll kind of be alarm bells, like, oh, wow, that's interesting, because I've got these symptoms which relate to that organ. And one of the things for people who are a bit on the fence, which I was as well, there's different tests. The different tests, there's EAV is one, electronics according to Vole. There's also Vega. There's Biocom. There's a lot of different bioresonance machines that will tell you beyond a shadow of doubt that tooth is causing you issues. Because when I first had my EAV test, essentially when they went to all the other teeth, all the machine just read perfect, 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 perfect. As soon as it hit the root canal tooth, the thing, there's like a needle where the middle is balanced. And then the needle just went right over to the right, which meant extreme overactivity. And that just proves to me beyond a shadow of doubt that, okay, this tooth is causing me harm. I've got to get it removed. And then the other test, which I mentioned in the documentary, is called a 3D cone beam test. So the problem is most X-ray, 3D cone beam X-ray. So most X-rays that we get at the dentist are 2D. And with the two-dimensional test, when you're at your dentist, they can't see the infection of the root canal. But if you have a biological dentist and you get a 3D cone beam scan, then they can see beyond a shadow of doubt, there's your infection. There's, you know, and it's always above the root canal. This is causing you problems. So I think the best thing for people to do who aren't healthy and have got a root canal is get those two tests done, and then you'll realise that, unfortunately, you'll have to get the tooth removed.
So, first of all, you know, regarding your Netflix experience, you actually were censored. So you were providing truthful information to people, and you were censored because you were not good for business for the orthodox dental approach to things, which, I don't know, I don't know if it made you angry, but it makes me angry because so many people are denied the ability to make informed choices. And secondly, I just want to say that I have worked with biological dentists for, you know, just most of my adult life, actually. I only go to a biological dentist. And I have been told by these dentists and that they have many stories of people who have chronic illnesses, have cancers, have, heart disease, you said, have kidney failure, have many conditions. If they are seen by a doctor who has this knowledge and understanding the connection between the teeth and the meridian system and the organ system, they send people to the biological dentist to be assessed, and if they have root canals, they demand that they be taken out. In fact, many holistic alternative medical practitioners will not treat people until they've had these dental issues resolved, because they can't heal if the cause is still in place. So I know one of the dentists that I had, people would fly in from all over the country to have their dental issues resolved because they just could not get well, whether it's chronic fatigue or, like I said, cancers. I think, there's a wonderful segment in your documentary talking about the connection between breast cancer and the same side of the mouth where root canals were done. There's a direct correlation. So if anyone is dealing with a chronic health issue, including in your documentary, there's a story of a woman with chronic back pain who had two surgeries to deal with the chronic back pain, and, you know, had discs removed, had very invasive surgeries, and the problem all started with an infected tooth. That's how profound this is. That's how important this information is, because, you suffered for 10 years or more with your chronic fatigue and all the ramifications, and people are suffering from so many, whether it's chronic pain or whether it's cancers or other chronic diseases that could very well be caused, or at least it's a contributing factor is infection going on in the mouth. And until you heal it, you can't heal what's happening in the rest of the body. You have to get to the root cause, as the name to your documentary. That's why this is such profound information, Fraser, that you are delivering through your story, through your healing journey. We talked before, we had our conversation here about the journey of the wounded healer, how so many people in the healing arts, in one way or other, and you're involved in the healing arts as a documentary maker, have their own journey that they have to go through to really open them up to other realities, other possibilities, the power to really heal and find the way then to show that wisdom and knowledge. So this is such a big story, and I just want to emphasize to everyone listening that they need to go and learn more and then discover if maybe some of their chronic persistent health issues are directly related to the health of their mouth. So anyway, that's my my rant about this, because I just believe so strongly in what you are doing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's huge, and so like, and especially anyone who's had, obviously, if you haven't had a root canal, it's probably not so interesting, but for those who have, and there's a lot of us out there who have, it is a very interesting subject. And then the other thing I wanted to chat to you about was, which I didn't find out about until I was filming. So I was filming Dr. Jerry Tennant, who's in the film, and he starts talking about wisdom teeth cavitations, and he starts talking about all these symptoms, and I'm just like, it was like he was talking about me, you know? And I was just like, oh, my God. So then I got him to test, and as it turned out, I had a wisdom tooth cavitation. So what it means is, and so a lot of us get our wisdom teeth out, and when we get the wisdom teeth removed, a lot of the time they're not removed properly. And essentially when they don't remove all the tooth, you know, correctly and get rid of everything that needs to be done and filed down with the dental burr and down to the periodontal ligament, blah, 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 we basically get these pockets of infection which occur around our wisdom teeth. So for me, it was one that was very infected. And again, I had the 3D cone beam scan to check that, and then that confirmed to me what Dr. Tennant told me and another doctor along the way told me. And so I had that fixed too. So essentially it just means I have to reopen it, remove all the stuff that's been infected, get rid of it, and then close it up, and then it'll heal and everything's back to normal. So that's another kind of little piece of the jigsaw puzzle, which I learnt along the way. So for people who have never had a root canal, but maybe had their wisdom teeth out and they're suffering, that's also something worth looking into.
So what did you notice after you had that cavitation cleaned out?
Yeah, I think with the root canal and the cavitation, you just slowly, because, you know, depending on your situation, like, but obviously you've had chronic fatigue and stuff, there's been a lot of damage done. So essentially you slowly rebuild and you slowly feel your life getting back together. And I think in terms of a timeline, it depends on A, how much damage, and then B, how well you're doing everything else. Like I said, you know, if you're eating right and your emotions are good, and if you're doing everything right, then you have a very speedy recovery. But I suppose for me, over the 3 months, you know, I started to feel normal again and, you know, kind of get my life back. And, you know, like all of us, I have good and bad days. And, but, you know, if I take care of myself, I feel fantastic.
Well, that is a message that we need to really understand, the importance of optimizing our health, and that means physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, especially if we're dealing with a chronic condition that's been going on in our body for a really long time. You know, my journey with biological dentistry started actually decades ago now, when I was learning about the effects of mercury amalgams. So that's another very delicate issue that biological dentists get censured about and talking about, and many dentists who have made this their mission have been horribly attacked in their profession, ostracized, because they have been talking about the danger of mercury toxicity in the body. And I learned about it, so I had quite a number of mercury amalgams in my mouth since I was a child. So my journey began by removing them. And, you know, as I'm having this conversation with you and thinking about how I was affected just through the mercury, and by the way, dentists have the highest suicide rates of any medical profession, which is interesting because many traditional dentists are using mercury as fillings, even now. And although I think there's a trend to get away from that. But that, you know, I used to suffer from a lot of depression early in my life, and I had thyroid issues, and I'm sure it was related to the many, many mercury fillings that I had in my mouth. So that was the beginning of this awakening of the role of the teeth and the health of the mouth and dealing with the rest of the body. And ever since then, I've only been going to biological dentists and working with ozone therapy and working with benign forms of fillings if I needed one. Or most recently, I've had profound results because I had, again, health issues. My health issues seem to be in my mouth, Fraser, and I had really serious periodontal disease. And I tried many, many things, be it diet and nutrition and working with a biological dentistry that did ozone. And I tried everything that he had, and nothing was really resolving. Periodontal disease is a real problem because, first of all, you can lose your teeth. And secondly, you have a chronic infection that can go into your heart and many other areas of your body. So it's, you know, it's totally, again, a relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body. So I don't know if you have heard of this technique, but I do want to talk about it because to me it saved my mouth, saved my teeth. And it's called LINAP. It's a laser treatment that this amazing dentist that I found, and I know that there are dentists doing it throughout the United States and doing it even in Australia, is an amazing technique that was able to go in, kill the infection deep in the pockets, and facilitate healing and even facilitate and help bone growth, which is very unusual. So when they were looking at my scans, they actually could see that there was increase in bone density, which they couldn't believe. So it's called laser LINAP. I think it's laser-assisted new attachment procedure. That's what it stands for. This is amazing because lasers can go in and kill infections in this regard with periodontal disease that nothing else can do. Even ozone therapy, which is a really great therapy, couldn't resolve that deep infection. And this LINAP procedure totally healed all of the infection, all of those pockets healed up, and my teeth have been fantastic ever since.
Oh no, this is new information to me. It's very exciting. I wish I knew this so I could have included it in the film. that's brilliant. I'll have to get the details from you, but that sounds very exciting. But essentially, I was going to touch on amalgams because that's massive, but there was kind of two documentaries that had done that, and I thought I better not. I thought there's two films that have kind of addressed that, why no one had ever talked about root canals and stuff. So that's the only reason I didn't go there. But it's as big as root canals, as you know.
I just want to touch back on cavitations because that's like a silent killer, right? I mean, you didn't have any knowledge that you had an infection brewing after you've had, you know, after you had that surgery to remove the root canal, and when it healed up, they never were able to go in with the traditional way that those surgeries are done to actually totally heal and eliminate the infection. So it gets covered up. So it's like brewing in there. I don't know what the statistics are, how common cavitations are, but I would imagine if you've had any type of surgery, especially with those molars, and then they've healed up, they're just, if it's not done with something like ozone or LINAP, then you have a high probability you still have an active infection going on. But there's no nerve endings any longer, so you don't feel it. And that's the insidious thing, right? You don't feel, you don't have any indication that there's infection brewing. Maybe with a root canal, they take out the root, so there's no indication that you have a chronic infection going on in the body.
Exactly. And that's, That's the thing, is that no one joins the dots is because, you know, like I said, 10 years later, I'm complaining of fatigue. And it's, you know, unlike when you have, you know, a bad oyster and you go, that's what made me sick. That's what made me sick last night, was that bad oyster. Or, you know, you get something and you know exactly where you got it from. No one joins the dots because it's such a slow burn. And that's the thing is, you know, a male or female, they get root canal in their 40s, and then in their 50s, all of a sudden they're being told they've got cancer, and they think that cancer, you know, came and attacked them, and then they get chemo, and you know the story. And that's the thing is that no one's joining the dots. And, you know, like I said, had I not had that little serendipitous miracle, I wouldn't have joined the dots either. And that was kind of why, because it was my journey, but also the reason why I wanted to get it out there to people is because, you know, not many people knew about it and not many people were joining the dots because it's such a tricky one to work out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why this is such important information. So I want to ask you, where is the documentary Root Cause available now? So it's not on Netflix. We know that.
Unfortunately, it's not on Netflix. So the main website is rootcausemovie.com is the main website. I think it's on Gaia. So for American people, probably Root Cause Movie or Gaia. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not on Netflix because that, you know, when it was on Netflix, it was obviously getting massive eyeballs. And, you know, I was getting a lot of people would contact me for help, and as well as a lot of abuse from dentists. But, yeah, since it got pulled off Netflix, it's not getting the same eyeballs. And, you know, for me, I just... I just want as many people as possible to see it. I make my money making TV commercials, so these documentaries are like a labour of love for me. And that's why I just do the story that I'm passionate about and, you know that will help kind of people out.
Yeah, I so appreciate what you do. So first of all, I want to remind people they can go to rootcausemovie.com or join gaia.com. They have great documentaries there anyway, so it's a great site to get educational and uplifting spiritual documentaries and movies. So gaia.com or rootcausemovie.com. I think it's a really important documentary to see because the health of our teeth are directly impacting the health of our body. And if we don't understand this and we don't know the safest way to address either dental issues, you know, that there are problems with the traditional way that dentistry is practiced, and it's a very conservative form of, healing. Traditional dentistry is extremely conservative, and as you have found out, they are very determined not to change, not to be open, or allow other ideas out there because it's such a lucrative business. Root canals are a very lucrative business, so are, you know, ways of dealing with fillings and crowns and the whole story. So there's a war going on there for information. And we need to know where to go and support people like yourself who have dedicated themselves to getting this information out there. And I have to say, working with our teeth is such a critical piece of the healing puzzle. You cannot heal. You cannot address chronic health conditions if your mouth is dealing with infections that haven't been properly addressed and resolved. Impossible. It's impossible. It's like you have an active infection that is weakening your immune system 24/7. So we need this knowledge, and we need to know where to go. We need access to alternatives that will support our ability to make informed decisions and choices for our health and well-being, and which is why your documentary is so important. So is there anything else that you want to share with us? We have a few more minutes, Fraser. And
just talking about what you're saying is that so Dr. Jerry Tennant, who's in Houston, Texas, he basically just treats chronically ill people, and 96% of his patients have a root canal. So that kind of just shows you how big it is. And also for the people who, you know, the people who have heard this and they want to take action, if you go to rootcausemovie.com, there's a link on there, find a dentist, and then that will help you find a biological dentist near you. Essentially that, is aligned with what we're saying about root canals, and you know they have all the right procedures in place to remove the tooth and stuff. So feel free just to hop on there and then find someone near you. If you can't find anyone, the best thing to do is obviously, like you said, there's biological dentists, but some of them kind of use that name loosely. Another way is if your dentist is a biological dentist, they know that root canals are bad, and so they don't do root canals, and they only remove root canals. And then zirconia implants is another one. So for people who, there's essentially three different procedures apart from just leaving it. So when you have the tooth removed, you can get the old-fashioned denture, which most people won't be into. The other way is a zirconia implant. So most implants are made out of titanium, getting a titanium implant is probably as bad as having the root canal, so please don't do that. And then the zirconia implant is kind of, because it's made of a natural material, is the one that's best for your body. But then the best option is a bridge, so either a bridge or a zirconia implant. So if your dentist near you, you know, essentially subscribes to all that, then they're a great dentist. If they're doing root canals and they've got titanium implants, then probably best move on to the next one.
Great, great information. And, you know, the theme of this podcast is getting informed with truthful knowledge so you can make informed decisions. And I think that's what this conversation is all about. It's giving people the knowledge and information so they can go and then do the research and find out what really will support their overall health, and learning that our teeth and the health of our teeth and the procedures that are done have a direct impact on what's going on with every organ system of our body. So we need to make the best choices to support our overall health. And, I just appreciate all the work you've done. I'm curious, Fraser, is there another documentary in the works?
Yes, my current one, which should be finished before Christmas, the editing is on stem cells. So health and well-being is my passion, and basically just listening to podcasts, I stumbled across stem cells. And so in 2019, I traveled to America twice, and I interviewed all the best stem cell doctors in America. And I was meant to finish it, I was meant to fly back over in 2020, then obviously a little thing called COVID happened. And for the American audience, Australians, since COVID hit in March, have still not been able to, and we still can't leave our country. So what I've had to do is I'm just going to finish this in my backyard, but I interviewed about 16, 17 doctors who are on the cutting edge of stem cell technology, and I'm just in the final. That's actually what I have to go off to soon is basically editing that. So hopefully it'll be out in January next year. The thing with stem cells, obviously it's expensive is the downfall, but it's having wonderful things, healing properties and stuff. And I suppose we're all at kind of different levels, I suppose, of our healing journey and consciousness and stuff. But the good thing about stem cells is it appeals to the to the people who are into alternative medicine, but it also appeals to people who are into Western medicine. Basically they're doing, stem cells are doing wonderful things in healing people. So that's why, again, I just wanted to get the information out there.
Well, we will look forward to your next documentary. But meanwhile, if people want to learn more about the conversation we've had today and the understanding of impact of root canals, go to rootcausemovie.com and download Fraser's documentary. It's well worth it. It will change your life, and in some cases, it will save your life. So, Fraser, thank you so much for being my guest today and for all the great work you're doing. I just wish you the best on the new documentary and whatever else may be coming your way in the future.
Thanks so much, Dr. Cheryl. I appreciate it.
So for everyone else listening, thank you for joining me for another empowering conversation on What Women Must Know. I hope you'll be joining me again next week. And remember, you can always go to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, because I post all of my archive shows there. So you can always catch one of my programs whenever it's convenient. And until next week, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.